This is the 12:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, government to address the bad behavior of PSV operators. Meantime, the Alliance owners of public transport are pleased with government's move to introduce regulations to address the conduct. CARICOM summit opens with calls for lifting U.S. trade and economic embargo on Cuba. The BSTU condemns the recent violence in schools and are frustrated that despite their efforts, the violence still continues. A constitutional crisis looms in Tobago as 13 members of the ruling Progressive Democratic Patriots resign. And Indonesia passes law banning sex outside of marriage. With the details, I am Ricardo Roberts.
The lunchtime edition coming to you with the kind compliments of CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
You're always on the go. We know life can be a daily rush. CIBC, First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online. We make life easier.
The bad behavior by operators of public service vehicles that the public has been complaining about is to be addressed. During her presentation on the Road Traffic Amendment Bill in the House of Assembly, Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Transport, Works and Water Resources, Santia Bradshaw, revealed that PSV operators can expect new regulations to guide their conduct when transporting passengers.
Drivers and certainly sometimes the conductors whose behavior is not befitting of the position that they hold, carrying so many lives on a day-to-day basis. And the Transport Authority regulations, which will, I believe, give greater teeth to the Transport Authority in relation to enforcement, will shortly be being approved by Cabinet. Those regulations, sir, will address behavior. It will address the issue of the permits, the licenses. It will also impose a greater responsibilities on the owners of vehicles for the conduct of both drivers as well as conductors.
She further stated that this issue with PSV operators will also require enforcement.
Steps being taken to ensure that people are on the roads to identify the problems that are taking place on our roads and to report that to the Transport Authority so that action can be taken, then the regulations will really mean nothing. And so those regulations are going to provide for the introduction of transport inspectors who again will be able to assist with the monitoring on the roads to again prevent the police from having no doubt to spend so much time dealing with road traffic matters, but to be able to have persons identify some of the problems that we encounter on our roads in relation to these public service vehicles.
Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Transport, Works and Water Resources, Santia Bradshaw. Meantime, Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael, welcomes the new regulations.
This new bill that being discussed in Parliament is a long-awaited amendment to the Road Traffic Act that the Association would have had some discussion years ago with the Ministry. And we're happy to know that some type of order will come to the private sector. We have seen an increase in number of complaints for commuters. So I'm saying having the amendment, some regulation to the sector is something that the organization will welcome. We have seen 90% of our people not wear uniforms. The whole Road Traffic Act and the amendment needs to be reviewed.
However, he's calling for a private body to regulate the industry.
Association have been calling for, this is a little over 2 years ago, is the fact that we would like to see a private body regulating the behavior of the PSV industry. Not only ZRs on many buses, but persons who operate and drive taxis, ZRs on many buses. And that commission is a private commission that will basically guide how we treat the discipline aspects of the PSV industry.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael, in the Lunchtime Edition.
Lunchtime Edition of The Latest, coming to you with the kind compliments of CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
CARICOM heads of governments, representatives of CARICOM, as well as the president of Cuba this morning met for the opening ceremony of the 8th CARICOM Cuba Summit at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center. Our Lorian Graham Carter reports.
In addressing the summit, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley joined with the rest of the region in condemning the trade and economic embargo imposed on Cuba by the United States. Prime Minister Motley said the region remains committed to supporting Cuba during this time.
We equally stand here today conscious that much of what has transpired over the last six decades has no foundation in rational behavior, nor does it have any reflection of the values which we hold as Caribbean people with respect to the embargo which has been placed on the people of Cuba for over six decades. Those actions predated my birth, and the fact that they continue for so long requires us to be able to ask the very simple question, what have the people of Cuba done to have to endure this hardship for over six decades?
Ms. Motley said now is the time to recommit efforts if the region is to get over the many challenges they now face.
This world is facing the greatest challenges perhaps in the last century that we've seen. When compounded by public health crises such as the pandemic and indeed our own difficulties with chronic non-communicable diseases, and further compounded by a ready access to automatic weapons that has led to an uptick in crime across this region, then we begin to understand that our societies are challenged like they've never been challenged before.
That was Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, and I'm Lurian Graham Carter for Starcom Network News.
President of the Barbados Secretary Teachers Union, Mary Ann Redmond, says teachers remain frustrated by the spate of violence that continues in schools, despite their best efforts to stem the problem. She spoke with Starcom Network News following the recent incident at a secondary school.
The members of the BSTU have watched and heard in horror the most recent examples of violence. The union has, over time, had multiple meetings with the ministry officials on this same issue. And after the tragedy at Frederick Smith, we wrote a letter with 33 recommendations to the ministry as potential attempts to address the matter. Some of them have been implemented, but in spite of this, however, the violence continues. It is extremely frustrating, demoralizing, and frightening for our members, as it should be for every parent and our guardian with a child in the system.
BSTU President Marianne Redmond. Regionally, over 13 members of the ruling Progressive Democratic Patriots resigned from the Tobago House of Assembly on Monday. Yesterday, the members, including the island's chief secretary, were at loggerheads with PDP political leader Watson Duke since taking over the leadership of the island 1 year ago. And Indonesia's parliament has approved a new criminal code that bans anyone in the country from having extramarital sex and restricts political freedoms. Sex outside marriage will carry a jail term of up to a year under the new laws, which take effect in 3 years. The raft of changes comes after a rise in religious conservatism in the Muslim-majority country. Recapping the headlines. Government to address the bad behavior of PSV operators. Meantime, the Alliance Owners of Public Transport are pleased with government's move to introduce regulations to address the conduct. CARICOM summit opens with calls for lifting U.S. trade and economic embargo on Cuba. The BSTU condemns the recent violence in schools and are frustrated that despite their efforts, the violence still continues. A constitutional crisis looms in Tobago as 13 members of the ruling Progressive Democratic Patriots resign, and Indonesia passes law banning sex outside of marriage. And that was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, I'm Ricardo Roberts. Good afternoon.